Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Governor Deval Patrick tours the state today, hitting the road to make his case for raising taxes and fees to invest in education and infrastructure. The governor's new state budget plan calls for raising the state income tax and lowering the state sales tax. It also calls for gradually increasing the gasoline tax and tolls and MBTA fares. His proposals could raise almost $2 billion in additional revenue, and he says they represent a fairer way to structure the tax system. We spoke with the governor in his office yesterday about why he's taking on such an ambitious proposal now.
You know, we have been having this conversation for a long time, or trying to have this conversation for a long time about taxes and spending, and we never get past the slogans.
Those who support it, including yourself, have recognized the fact that there's been a long time need to do this, but why is now the right time to do it?
There's no right time. I mean, the right time would have been, you know, 20 years ago. There's no good time. No perfect time to talk about tax increases and paying more. I do think that there is a valid point that members of the public have had about making sure that the nonsense and the waste and the duplication and so forth is squeezed out of government. And frankly, no administration has the record we do in making progress there. And I can point to things from shutting down the Turnpike Authority to ending the pension abuses at the T and elsewhere in state government.
So politically, was it necessary to squeeze as much as possible out of the sponge that is the state budget before you could let the sponge expand again?
Well, I don't know. What's that slogan we heard a couple years ago when I first tried the gas tax increase and failed, reform before revenue? Remember that? That work isn't done, and it's never done in an organization that's committed to continuous self-improvement. But the other point is that what needs to happen after so many years of letting our transportation infrastructure fall into decay or tolerating the kinds of achievement gaps that we have in communities where kids are poor or speak English as a second language or are of special needs, that's all come to roost now. We need to deal with that now. And we couldn't, in big ways, I think, in the worst of the recession, now we're coming out of it, I think we have to.
What about the business climate in relation to the tax plan? In the CNBC business poll, Massachusetts has fallen to 28th as a preferred place to do business. Do you worry about that?
I sure do, and I was particularly worried that CNBC changed the basis of their evaluation, which is why we seem to have moved. People in the business community want and need efficient, modern ways to get to and from work. They need efficient, modern, and safe ways to get to and from school. And it's not just going to appear out of the mist. What we have right now was deeded to us by a previous generation that decided they needed to invest, not just in their time, but for a generation to come. And it seems to me it's time for our generation to step up and do the same thing.
The legislature has yet to debate this. It almost certainly seems that there are going to be compromises.
Sure.
As they go through the process here in the
right.
House and Senate. Where do you see room for compromise? And what's the first thing, in your view, that could go from the proposal?
Well, don't ask me to bargain against myself. But I've been, you know, after 6 years in the job, I fully appreciate that. You know, rarely has there been anything I've sent to the legislature that's come back to me exactly in the form I sent it.
Mo Cowan, your selection of Mo Cowan as the interim U.S. Senator to replace John Kerry this week until an election this summer has drawn both praise and some criticism. He was your chief of staff. He's very close to you. But on the other side, has no national experience and no experience working for the state legislatively on Capitol Hill. So some say he might be good for you because you'll have a close connection with him up on the Hill, Capitol Hill. But why is he good for the Commonwealth?
Well, first of all, he knows the issues that we have been working on in this state intimately because he has been intimately involved with them for 3 years. I've gotten a lot of compliments about how productive these last couple of years have been, and a lot of that is attributable to Mo's leadership and vision. He is unusually wise and thoughtful. And you saw from the strength of the statements coming out of legislative leadership that he's been able to build real bonds with legislators here.
One last big picture question. You're about 6 years in to your term in office. You have about 2 years left. Have you been satisfied or not regarding what you've accomplished so far? How do you feel you've done? And if you were a professor grading yourself, what grade would you give yourself?
Well, I'm going to save my grade until not only when I leave, but sometime after I leave. And I think that the satisfied is the wrong question to ask of an inherently impatient person and an impatient governor. There are many, many things we set out to do that we have accomplished, and a couple we haven't, and some things that came along that I didn't expect that became top of mind because that's how life works and how politics works, that we've had to deal with and I think dealt with pretty well. But there's more to do. And when I leave, I'll probably be thinking about a few other things that we could do, and I hope my successor will take those on.
Governor Patrick, thank you very much for letting us come to your office. Good to see
you,
as
always.
It's a
pleasure. You're welcome here anytime. Thank you.